Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat brown rinos, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Listen again, folks, I encourage you to go to the blog section at chosengenerationradio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We had a long conversation in our last segment about the issues of election integrity, and I give you links. There's a link in there. Code Monkey Z bombshell. Dominion whistleblower speaks out, releases admin password proving remote access. And as I explained, there's no such thing as a Dominion voting machine. Dominion is software. And all of the machines have internet connectivity because that's how they tabulate the votes at a central location, whether it's in your city or in your county and ultimately at the state level. That's how they do that. And so they tell you, oh, no, we're not connected to the internet. Not true. Not true. And what this shows is that Dominion employees in the manual were shown how to remotely access these machines during the election. That causes questions. Georgia's information is up there. Pennsylvania's information is up there. Wisconsin information is up there, as well as information from Amistad Project and what they've come up with as well. This is all factual evidence that you can look at and decide for yourself. We as believers have a responsibility to ensure truth and integrity in our nation. And I'll stop there. My guest for this segment, my co-host Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. Rick's been all over the election stuff as well. But that's not our topic. Our topic and our special guest for this segment is a dear friend, David Wormser. David is currently with the Center for Security Policy. He is the director of the Project on Global Anti-Semitism and U.S.-Israel Relations. He is also a longtime expert when it comes to areas of Middle East policy and foreign policy as well. He was a senior advisor to U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney on the Middle East the proliferation and strategic affairs. He was also involved as an advisor under Secretary of State John Bolton at the State Department, and he just is a wealth of knowledge. David, thank you for being here. Welcome aboard. Good to have you.
Well, thanks. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Thank you. Well, I sent you something, and I do want to just briefly touch on this regarding an individual who has been brought forth. This is White House appointments that came out on, I guess, actually yesterday is when these particular appointments came out, but they are leaders to serve in key religious affairs roles. One of them has strong connections to the Muslim Brotherhood. Give me your quick overview on this, and then I want to get into Iran and what's happening in the Middle East.
You know, this is typical of this administration, is that they create an enemy that isn't there, Islamophobia, and then they appoint somebody to address that Islamophobia, as if that's really the big threat to religion in America. The truth is, religion in the West as a whole, not only in America, is threatened by three areas globally. It's either communists like China, which you can see visibly how much of a threat they are to religion, or progressive Western elites who are really very determined to pass laws that make it almost impossible to practice religion without harassment. And then third, the Muslim world, where a minority, any minority right now, whether it's Jewish or Christian or Yazidi or Baha'i, is under siege and threat of extermination. I mean, the greatest extinguishing of any religious community anywhere in the world in the last couple decades has been in the Middle East in the last 5 years of regional Christians. We,
by
in our
Islam,
lifetime, may face.
Yeah, by Islam. We
by
gotta
Islam.
Make sure that's
we may
understood.
Face
by
the
Islam.
Extinction. Right. We may face the extinction of Middle Eastern Christianity, the cradle of Christianity, other than in Israel. We may face it in the region entirely within the next decade or two. So what does the administration do? They appoint a sympathizer of those who are oppressing the Christians in the Middle East as the guy who's responsible for protecting in U.S. foreign policy, of advocating for religious freedom. This is putting the fox in charge of the chicken coop.
And it's a major concern. Contact your senator. Senator Cruz is on that committee. He needs to be contacted and just really told, don't let this pass. Marco Rubio is another one that I would say in Florida they need to put pressure on. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, you know, the one place where Muslims really are oppressed is China. And that's the one place where the Muslim Brotherhood decides not to say anything about Islamophobia. You know, you have the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood in Turkey, Erdogan, Prime Minister Erdogan, and the Pakistani Prime Minister, both in Muslim Brotherhood, both are aligned with China, and both say nothing about China's oppression of Muslim minorities. So this is a farce. This is not about religious freedom. This is about political correctness.
Which is particularly, I don't know political correctness, but I do know it's particularly alarming because Turkey has the historical ties to the Uyghurs. And with those historical ties, the Turkish government has completely turned their backs on the Uyghur people, and in fact have, as you say, have chosen ties with the Communist Chinese Party for many reasons, and have abandoned the truly repressed Muslim minority in China, while at the same time screaming about repression elsewhere, when in fact in places like Nigeria, as we've spoken on the show before, places like Nigeria, and the Islamists are in fact the ones who are oppressing the Christians and the nativists and killing people on a daily basis because of their Christianity. And that's a real problem. It's knowable. And the fact is, the Islamists want to control the oil in Nigeria, and they are going to control the way to control it is to kill everybody who isn't who's a Christian or doesn't bend a knee to Islam. That's the way they do it. That's how they're taking over the oil fields of Nigeria. And it is it's brutal, it's direct. And this administration is appointing somebody who effectively would nod in approval at that, who's supposed to be defending religious liberties around the world.
42 people were killed in 9 villages, and this just happened yesterday. I'm sorry, Monday. And there's no national news about it, no national uproar about it. Instead, the Biden administration is talking about Islamophobia. And as my friend Al Rasuli would clearly point out, phobia is an unnatural or a fear of something like arachnophobia. It's a fear of something that's not based in any truth. The truth is that the Quran says, kill everybody that doesn't believe what we believe if they won't convert. Period. That's not phobia. That's a fact. That's what they believe. And we don't have to look back 1,400 years to see it. We don't have to look back to history to see it. We're watching it. They're doing it in the Middle East. They're doing it in Islamic countries. Turkey is doing it to the Armenian Christians right now in Syria. And we're watching it take place as well over in Nigeria, as Rick pointed out. This is a real truth. And by the way, they've cut the heads off of people right here in America. Just, you know, as an aside. All right.
It's 100% true. Yeah, it is a fact. You know, one of the things I'm kind of, from a world affairs standpoint, it's a little bit off track, but I'm intrigued by. Iran is denying it, but apparently they've begun piracy off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Yep. Have taken over a tanker and some other ships in the region. And is that what's going on there? What's actually happening there? I mean, we read these little snippets, but we don't get much analysis. Can you fill in some blanks for us so we understand what's really going on there in terms of the actual places where most of the world's oil passed through? Iran's interdicting ships.
Yeah, coming from the Indian Ocean, you go through the Gulf of Oman and then you pass through the Straits of Hormuz into the Persian Gulf, where a huge amount of the world's oil, especially in East Asia, the oil comes from there. Europe is still very heavily dependent on it. We less so because of Trump's policies. We became oil independent. That's being undone, obviously, by some of these green policies. So we will again become more dependent on foreign oil. But the bottom line is we have all these relationships with countries all over the world. Our trade structures and so forth depend on this access to oil. The Iranians yesterday mined the entry through the Gulf of Oman into the Straits of Hormuz. 5 ships hit mines. One of them, they started trying to tow back to Iran to take the crew hostage. But an American warship passed by pretty closely. Whether it was actually going to intercede or not, I don't know. But the Iranians thought it was, so they freaked out. They cut the tow line and ran away. But we see what their intention was. There are more mines out there today, and so we have to sweep them. But this is an attempt to close the Straits of Hormuz. You have to remember, you don't need to sink every ship going into the Straits of Hormuz to close it. What you need to do is threaten one or two ships enough that insurance rates go through the roof, and then these shipping companies can't afford to ship through the Gulf of Hormuz, or if they do, they have to pay such a high premium that will be passed on to the consumer in gas prices and so forth. I'm rather amazed that there's been no comment by this administration. Of course, they've been silent for 3 weeks with serious riots going on inside Iran against the regime. The Iranian people are fed up with their government, totally. But they've been dead silent about that. They're silent about this. I think they're trying to take a don't ask, don't tell policy. Namely, if we just ignore it, it will go away. And the Iranians read that as weakness, and they're becoming more and more and more bold. And it's going to get ugly.
You're being so kind. Isn't it, in fact, we've spent since this guy ended up being president, we've spent the last 6 months bowing down to the Iranians, begging them to allow us to be back part of a deal that allows them to become a nuclear power, and they have done nothing but kick us in the teeth and show us disrespect during that time frame, because they have no respect for the United States of America. They don't like us, and they know this guy's a pushover. I'm talking Biden, and as a result, it's pretty clear they've got a deal with the Chinese at this juncture, and they've got a market for their oil in the Chinese, so they're taking care of their cash flow problem. And as a result of that, they are now emboldened to be the rogue state that they want to be, and to try to create Persian dominance over the Middle East and their own caliphate. Isn't that what's going on? And isn't that, in fact, what we are putting blinders on to not see?
Oh, absolutely. You hit it right on. You know, nobody's noticing, but next week the Iranians are supposed to open a port that the Chinese helped them build outside of the Persian Gulf on the Indian Ocean side of Iran. So if tomorrow and all the pipelines, the oil pipelines and so forth, are sent up that way, so if tomorrow the Persian Gulf closes, the only ones getting oil out are the Iranians, and they're sending it off to China, which is, you know, consuming it, and other countries around China. Or Pakistan too. So at the end of the day, the Iranians are playing us, and they're playing us very effectively at this point. They know there's not going to be a serious response, maybe symbolically at one point, but not serious. The other thing is the Israelis this morning announced, their defense minister announced this morning, that it is Israeli estimate now that Iran is within 2 to 2.5 months of a nuclear weapon. So we're seeing the convergence of all these trends, and basically the dropping the ball of the West completely on Iran. And we will really, really regret the day that we did not take this more seriously early.
Well, and Biden also is placing, going back to the top of our conversation, he's placing, again, Muslim Brotherhood operatives in influential positions. And of course, this was a thing that our dearly departed friend Phil Haney was continuing to point out, and I believe would have been pointing out had he been put back into DHS. But instead, of course, he was murdered, and there's silence on that. David Wormser is our guest. We'll be back. There's more to unpack here, folks. Back with more right after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right, look, here's the thing. In all of what we've said, what we've really done is we're giving information, but a lot of it is, you know, negative information about real issues that are going on. David, what can we do? What do you believe that we should be doing as we the people relative to attempting to do something to change some of this?
You mean domestically or the Iran issue?
Well, I mean. It's we the people here in America, but yes, it's issues that are happening over there, but it's how we're interacting with them that's having a huge impact on why they're going on.
Well, I think this is all just a set of symptoms that are a reflection of the deeper issue in the United States, which is, are we the country that we were founded as? And do we remember that? And is that going to be the foundation of our unapologetic existence? And foreign policy that's anchored to that. So if we remember who we are, where we came from, the Judeo-Christian core of our country, and we base our outlook on the world unapologetically on that, then this will, you know, our power will then kick in and it will eventually change reality out in the world. If, however, we allow the Antifa movement and the progressives and the academia and Hollywood and mainstream media and so forth to continue to convince us that we're evil and that America's grounded in sin and that the system has to be destroyed, and at the same time diseducate or make ignorant all Americans about our own past through our education system and so forth, then this is not going to, nothing we do externally is just going to do more than buy a little time. So at the end of the day, the big issue is who we are, what our foundations are morally, and making sure that that is shored up and reestablished strongly. Everything will fall into place in foreign policy if we do that right. Nothing will fall into place if we don't.
You know, to me, Rick, your thoughts, and then I've got a closing statement.
Well, my thoughts are very simple. This is a God issue. It's too big for any of us. But we have to get on our knees and pray for this world, pray for this country, because there are so many different issues that seem to be almost that are too big for any one of us, and quite honestly, much too big for the government that's in charge. So this is a God issue. This is about getting on our knees, and asking for divine intervention, because the power structures in place in the United States are counter to what what ought to be happening. And so we need God. We need God involved. We need him involved.
All right, I'm going to jump in, folks. As David suggested, are we a country founded as a Christian America or not? That it does not mean isolationists. It means engaged in bringing hope and light to the world. A saved soul and a changed life is just the beginning. Only the beginning. That's all that it is. It's the beginning. Our influence is our salt and light. And I'm just going to pray this right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your word says that your seed will not return void. I call upon the pure seed of the word that's gone into American minds and American hearts to bring forth change, grace, and salvation now in the name of Jesus Christ.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.